Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
What do credit unions on Post, Lidl and Boots have in common? They've been voted the most reputable companies in Ireland. Ishke Éireann has improved the most, but dear old RTE has fallen down the charts over the past year, according to the Reputations Agency. And Niamh Boyle is the CEO of the Reputations Agency. Good morning, Niamh.
Morning, Joe.
So tell us why the credit unions have the best reputation.
Well, they've done really well. They have an excellent reputation score of over 84, the only excellent score in our study this year. So what they do really well is treating their members very carefully. They have members, not customers. They exist only to serve those 3.6 million members. They don't profit from their needs. So everything that the credit unions do is run around trying to take care of those members. So there's a real recognition of the role that they play in communities. They hold very high trust and esteem.
And also, does the face-to-faceness help as well?
It really does. The face-to-face in the branch experience is hugely important. And they have maintained that, and in particular maintained it for any kind of complex cases where people really need help. They are using digital and online portfolio platforms as well, but face-to-face is continuing to be a big part of their experience.
And the German supermarket chain Lidl came in second. They won't have that much time to do much face-to-face because, you know, you're so busy shopping and at the till and all that stuff. And yet they've scored very highly.
They have. They've done really well with close to an excellent score, coming second in our study this year. They've come first place in offering good value for money, mm-hmm. second place in would you trust this organisation, and second place in being open and transparent about the way they run their business. So they communicate a lot about their business, and they've shown great leadership with the LGFA over many years, renewing that sponsorship again. So that's been a real driving force for ladies' football, and they're fantastic at supporting sustainability initiatives with their suppliers.
Now, I noticed that Revolut came in at ninth, and yet it's nearly impossible to actually speak to a human being at that company.
Yes, it's a very, very different proposition to the credit unions, a very digital experience, but it's something that the young audiences really love. It's very easy to use. It's exactly what they promise. They do what they promise for their customers. And they've come into ninth place, rising from 11th place last year. So it's
much,
quite different.
Much better than
unions.
The other banks.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, I mentioned that Ishke Éireann has vastly improved. This is the former kind of Irish water industry body. It has vastly improved.
It has. To be honest.
What did it do?
Well, they've come out of the worst time. When they started, it was the worst time in our economy. They were set up in 2013. Consumer confidence was at its lowest.
And nobody wanted to pay water charges.
Nobody wanted to pay water charges. And the scale of non-payment became an enormous reputational and financial crisis for them. But their purpose is to deliver the highest quality of drinking water to the public. And they've moved out of that crisis. And I think there's a growing recognition of being an essential utility, growing importance of water, which we're seeing globally. And that's coming through to the Irish. They have a huge job still to do, but they're going in the right direction.
And RTE has slid down the charts notably over the past year. It's not been a great 12 months for them.
No, it's been a really tough 12 months. And my heart goes out to many of the people at RTE who are keeping the show going. They have moved down to 99th place this year in the wake of the payment scandal. And it's just demonstrating the impact of weak corporate governance on reputation. Organisations and leaders' reputations can be absolutely crushed through weak governance structures.
And bottom of the pile, which came paddy last?
Formerly known as Twitter, is 100th this year with a very poor score of just close to 35 points. So they have fallen again.
What does that mean? That basically the public said, we don't like what they do, we don't like how they interact with us, and we don't like a lot about that company.
Yeah, they don't trust them. The trust isn't there. The admiration, respect, good feeling, feeling very uneasy about X. Reputation has fallen down. It's in our lowest tier, the only organisation in our poor tier this year. So very reputationally challenged.
And they don't take guidance very well. They just send you a poo emoji back.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've lost a huge amount of advertising support in that time as well. So with that reputational decline, financial support has also fallen back. And that's typically the way with organisations. Once you start to lose your reputation, people don't want to back you, trust you, give you the benefit of the doubt or buy your products or services.
And out of curiosity, was News Talk featured?
I think your owner, Bauer Media.
Bauer Media, yes.
Bauer Media, my apologies, was ranked and came into 58th place this year with a score of 67.
Superb.
So close to a strong score.
Thank you very much, Niamh, for coming in and joining us. That is Niamh Boyle, the CEO of the Reputations Agency.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.